Have you ever seen people play this instrument that they blow into it with their mouth and move it back and forth, you know?
Range horn?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, sure.
Did you ever try your hand at that?
I played them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My son is really a harmonica player. And I used to play just about as good as he could when I was young.
Yes, ma'am. French harp and harmonica are the same thing.
Yeah. They are to us. Now, I don't know about other people.
Well, that's what I'm trying to find
but
out.
They're the same thing to mama, to us here.
Yes, ma'am. What about something that you play and kind of...
That's a juice harp.
Could you play that?
Yep, I could play a tune on it too.
Okay. And talking about different kind of tools, the thing that you pound nails with, that would just be a
hammer.
Yes, ma'am. Let me ask you a few things about, well, you mentioned the buggy. You know those long wooden things that you have to back the horse in between?
That's a shay. Shaved.
Yes, ma'am. And on a wagon, that long wooden piece you go.
That's a tongue.
Yes, ma'am. Was there something on a wagon that the traces would come back and attach to? Kind of a bar that would move like that, you know?
Well, we didn't have one that did.
You didn't?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of anything called a single tree?
Oh, the single tree was fastened to the horse. The horse, I mean, was on the harness.
Yes, ma'am.
That was part of the harness.
Yes, ma'am.
And you hooked the harness to the single tree.
Oh, wagon.
Double tree. Or...
Yeah, I see. You had that if you had more than one horse.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, you had a double tree and then two single trees if you had two horses.
Yes, ma'am. What did you call that outside edge of the wagon wheel? That would be the...
The bed. Wagon bed?
Wheel of the wagon wheel.
Oh, it is.
That outside edge.
I know what it is, but I can't... Anything just leaves me on wagon tire.
Tire?
Yeah.
That had metal around it?
Yeah. That metal was... That was the tire.
Yes, ma'am. That's it. What about this expression? Say if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he went by your house with it and a little while later he came back and his wagon was empty. And he just kept doing this all day long. What would you say he was doing?
He'd say he's hauling wood.
Hauling wood?
Yeah.
Okay. Or you were talking about working on the farm yesterday, plowing. What would you use to break the ground with the first time?
Well, a long time ago, you just used a turning plow. But now they use discs. All of them use disc now, but we use the turning plow.
Yes, ma'am.
It's flat breaking, what we call flat breaking the lane.
Oh, I see.
The same as they cut it up now with the disc.
Were there different kinds of plows that you use besides turning plow?
Yeah, had a middle buster, an old V-high Harris. I have several of them. I can't add sweeps.
Mm-hmm. Had to use
side hairs, axle. We used to didn't have them though, but just had this old V hair. Little V shaped hair with teeth in it, with bow. Well, iron bowl, iron pieces in it for the to tear up the ground.
Yes, ma'am. I see.
I know what they're called again. Even think.